President Xi Jinping says that a new round of scientific, technological and industrial revolutions are reshaping the world domain of innovation and global economic structure, and the impact of science and technology on a country's future and the people's well-being has never been so profound as today. Calling innovation the primary driving force of development, Xi Jinping says efforts must be made to ensure high-quality science and technology to underpin the development of a modernized economy. He has required integration of the internet, big data, and artificial intelligence with the real economy, transformation of industrial patterns and enterprise forms in manufacturing, and to move Chinese industries up to the medium-high end of the global value chain. The Chinese president also urged overall reform of scientific and technological system to improve innovation efficiency and inspire innovation vitality.
It is necessary to reform talent evaluation methods and to establish and improve evaluation systems for scientific and technological talents that are oriented toward innovation capability, quality and contribution in order to form and implement evaluation systems that are conducive to scientific research and innovation. We must perfect the reward system so that outstanding talents can enjoy reasonable rewards and all kinds of innovative vitality is inspired.
President Xi has called for courage from Chinese scientists to explore the uncharted courses and realize the goal that key and core technologies are self-developed and controllable. He also calls on Chinese scientists to be deeply involved in the global governance in science and technology. He encourages Chinese scientists to actively participate in and lead international science plans and projects, and initiate and organize international scientific cooperative programs.
Efforts should be made to deepen international exchanges and cooperation. Chinese scientists are encouraged to promote independent innovation, make use of global innovation resources, and establish partnerships featuring willing cooperation to deal with common challenges concerning future development, such as food and energy security, health and climate change. While achieving its own development, China will bring benefits to more countries and their peoples and promote balanced development around the globe.
Meantime, an increasing number of foreign scientists have chosen to join the leading Chinese academies. Paul Nurse, professor with the UK's Francis Crick Institute, says science and technology have no borders, and scientific and technological cooperation will benefit many sides.
Although I'm a researcher in genetic cell biology, it's doing really high quality science, and I think that will continue to improve. And so it's an honor to be associated with it through the membership of the Chinese Academy. So I'm absolutely delighted. I think that science is a highly international activity. It opens doors. It's actually a tool of diplomacy, and I think nothing can be better than if we open up relations. Not only will the science prosper, but humanity will prosper.
The event was attended by more than 1,300 scientific and grassroots science and technology personnel, officials from the central government agencies and the military, research institute fellows, and university students and teachers. For CRI, this is Yu Yang.